I don't know how you're feeling, guys, but today's the day. Restrictions in New South Wales are easing, with the 4-square-metre rule being replaced with a 2-square-metre rule in all venues except for gyms and nightclubs. You can invite all your relatives to your wedding, whether or not this is a blessing and a curse, I'm unsure. And more importantly, you can stand while drinking outside at the pub. Catherine O'Regan, Executive Director of the Sydney Business Chamber, is joining us now to discuss what today means for Sydney businesses and also get into her proposal for reimagining Sydney's Oxford Street and the recent news Sydney will finally become a 24-hour city. Catherine, thanks for joining the show. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So just very quickly, what will today's easing of restrictions mean for Sydney businesses and I guess their recovery from the turmoil of COVID-19?
Look, I think the news is good all round. We've got the easing of the restrictions, which whether you're a pub, whether you're doing performance, or whether you're actually you're running a cafe or a business, you can now have more customers. This is a fantastic period as we have the summer months, and the retail spend is so important to keep the economy momentum going. It's going to be fantastic to be able to get out and about, do what we do over summer, and enjoy our great city.
If we're looking at it kind of in terms of a percentage of a metric of sorts, how much kind of has Sydney's businesses, I understand this is a big question, but kind of lost over the last year or so, I guess 9 months, and how quickly can we expect that to recover?
Yeah, look, it's going to be one of those things where we've just got to keep that momentum going. During the period where there was complete shutdown, many, many businesses were suffering significantly. Mm. And you can see whether you're in the city CBD or in your local area, that real easing and foot traffic is definitely returning. One of the things that was really critical was that 2 square metres rather than 4 square metres in some of the venues, because that means that they can actually come to better turnover, which is great, need more employees, which is better for the economy. What I'd like to see, because all of the economic figures are saying that our unemployment rate's improving and business turnover's improving, is that that momentum keeps going so we can return as quickly as possible. But it's going to take a little bit of time. Let's get through the Christmas New Year period and let's keep the momentum going the first quarter of 2021.
How does this fit into, I guess, the kind of bid of sorts that there's been to make Sydney a 24-hour city again? It's been around for the last couple of years. You've been involved with it, as I believe so. There's been a recently greenlit kind of 24-hour economy bill for recovery into the Sydney's arts and this, that, the other. Are we looking forward to that? How close do we think that we are? Is it going to be fantastic? Is it going to be as good as we've all imagined?
Yeah, one of the things that you can always try is make something good out of challenges that we're facing, like COVID. And even if we're now going to start thinking about our city differently, whether we can work different hours in different places, that venues can be open later and longer, then we can quickly move to what should be, a great 24-hour economy in our city. So in some ways, we've broken the paradigms that maybe were 8 to 6 and that traditional hours of this is when my business is open to get the trade, and people are doing things outside of those hours. We can make the city really operate 24 hours, which when the tourists come back in the international sector, they would see that we actually are a 24-hour city.
So what about Oxford Street? You've put out a little bit of a love letter to Oxford Street, High Time, the future of Oxford Street. I guess before telling us what your main recommendations might be, why Oxford Street? Why not the Cross? And why is it so important to Sydney's culture and nightlife?
Oxford Street's iconic and it always has been, and I take that view from there are many other precincts, including the Cross, but there's definitely a high street like Oxford Street, or whether that's even Norton Street in the inner west. These streets are really important as we start to have economic activity at the local level. And Oxford Street, it really is a nice transition from the city through to the eastern suburbs, and the density of the population means that it can really be a thriving local place.
That's definitely true. I didn't grow up in Sydney, and when I kind of first moved here for uni, the Cross was already gone by that stage, but I did find Oxford Street a bit of a haven and just a very welcoming kind of little corner of what's just outside of the city, I suppose. So then what are your main recommendations for improving it further? Because I already love it, and I guess turning it into, as you say, kind of the place to be.
Yeah, so Oxford Street has had so many different things happen to it. And if you walk what I call from park to park, from Hyde Park to Centennial Park, you get a different feeling as you go. Now, right now, there are places that are okay and there's some that definitely not okay. One of the biggest things that happens is the noise of the traffic. If you've ever tried to even talk to your mate outside one of the shops in some of those areas, you have to yell. And so if there's ways that we can slow the traffic down, calm it, introduce some of the first fleet of electric buses the state's doing, you can start to use those footpaths, not just for a chat, but for outdoor dining, and activate that place to be a place you want to be, not just a place you want to pass through really quickly.
Sounds very good. Hey, Catherine, thanks so much for joining us this morning. All the best going forward. I'm on your side in terms of Oxford Street and I guess just the Sydney kind of cultural nightlife as a whole.
Yeah, it sounds good. See you there.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
See you. Thanks. Bye.
That was Catherine O'Regan, Executive Director of the Sydney Business Chamber, on what some are calling Freedom Day as restrictions ease across New South Wales and new proposals for Oxford Street and Sydney becoming a 24-hour city once again.